This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
My name's Tom Henderson. I'm from Jernham in Kent. I'm on a plumbing call 6129 and I'm currently on level week 5.
Okay, Tom, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I was, and I'm still doing, printing.
So you've decided to train as a plumber then. Have you always had an interest in plumbing?
Yeah, you know, watching my dad around the house doing your plumbing works. It's always, I've always been more of a hands-on person as well, so...
Have you sort of been getting any plumbing experience outside of your course then?
No, not really. Only really the books.
Let's talk about your practical training then, which you're on now. How are you finding it?
Like I say, I'm on the lead at the moment. It's frustrating a little bit, but I'm enjoying it.
What do you think of down in Southampton then? Have you found it helpful to your course?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Until you actually get in there and do something is when I find when you really learn about what you're doing.
You mentioned you're on lead now this week. Yep. What have you been doing in the other weeks you've been on the training then?
The first week was just really getting used to bending pipes, soldering, the basic stuff really. The second week I done a bathroom insulation and an airing cupboard. The third week I done low carbon steel, and the fourth week all to do with energy efficiency.
So what are your plans then when you finish your course?
To be honest, it's going to be around my other job sort of thing, like doing little jobs at the moment to start off with until I get a bit of experience.
Do the little jobs, then build up your experience, and then eventually what's the plan? Is it to work for a company or do you want to set up your own business?
We'll see how it goes.
So if anyone's listening to this interview and is sort of thinking of going into plumbing, and retraining, have you got any advice for them?
You've got to be committed. It's all good, obviously, saying you want to do it, but you've got to be committed to actually put the time in for it, really. It is hard, especially if it's been a while since you've left school. You've got to try and get into the rhythm again. I've always tried to have a study pattern, really.
And have you found that study pattern has like made you do it and motivated you to keep going?
Yeah, as long as you keep to it, really.
That's great, Tom. Thank you for joining us.
Okay.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.